Now's the time for extraordinary award-winning box sets on Now TV. See every epic episode of Game of Thrones, Both Sides of the Law in The Wire, and why Chernobyl got everyone talking. Award-winning shows are ready and waiting with no contract on a Now TV Entertainment Pass. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yule Bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How's it going over there with ya?
Just great. Just fab. You know?
Yeah? Excited for Married to Medicine in Los Angeles Day?
Woo!
Yeah, here we are, everybody. Before we start the show, we want to give some shout-outs to some Black-owned businesses for you guys to support and check out. And if you want to send any, send them to watchwhatcrappens@gmail.com and just use Black-owned businesses in your title, okay? So we will find you. This business is called Shawla and her husband Miguel handmade on-trend pet accessories, collars, harnesses, bandanas, leashes, bow ties. Okay. They're called Danes and Divas. You can find them at danesanddivas.com. And you can also find them at Instagram, Danes and Divas.
Woo. And just in case you missed some of the shout outs on Top Chef, etc., we also gave a shout out to kwamboka.com. That's kwamboka.com, which is an online boutique that specializes in jewelry, clothing, and handbags crafted by artisans in Kenya, which is awesome. And we also gave a shout out for, let's do this one too. Oh, maybe we didn't do this one. Sorry. So this is a Black female owned business in Minnesota. Nia, the owner, is so kind, and she gave one of our listeners, Brooke, her mom, an excellent brow job. So, hey, Amari is located in St. Paul, which is a twin city to Minneapolis, okay? And she has dealt with a lot, given her heroic protesting, says Brooke. So St. Paul is where the Minnesota governor lives and has seen a fair amount of damage. And so so help out with Amari. Amari Brow Studio. It's omaribrowstudio.com, and that's in St. Paul, Minnesota. So go check them out if you are if you're going to be doing that kind of stuff.
Also, we are
really,
making face masks
really
now.
Stumbled my way through that shout out. Sorry, everyone.
We're also doing face masks now at crappensmerch.com. We've got a bunch up there. We've got Be Masked, Don't Be All Unmasked, Don't Be All Like Unmasked from the Countess, and a whole bunch of others. Just go to crappensmerch.com. A portion of those proceeds go to MedShare. So, you know what? If you have a mask already, get another one, okay? Because, listen, we're all in masks forever now, so might as well have some cute Bravo ones. And if you're not in a mask, get in a goddamn mask. Listen to the Countess. All right.
Yeah, I mean it's not brain science. It's not rocket science. Wear a mask. I mean, here we are. We're talking about Married to Medicine in LA. So let's talk about something medical. Wear a mask when you're outside, people, and you know, life will be a little bit better.
And here we are with some Married to Medicine Los Angeles.
So the big cliffhanger from last week was that Dr. Amani finally asked for a divorce from Phil, who's been in Oklahoma for this entire season and hasn't seemed to have shown any interest in having any sort of relationship with Dr. Amani whatsoever. So she finally asked for a divorce.
I just wish I was friends with Amani so I could say, listen, you stuck with this guy forever. The time that he has a medical marijuana business is not the time to get a divorce, okay? Stay lonely for a couple more years and wait for that bank account to fatten and then get a divorce. Like, do I have to do everything around here?
Whatever. She doesn't need that. She's going to make enough money on her own. And there's no guarantee that his medical marijuana business is going to take off, because if he mines after his business the way he minded after his wife, that does not seem like there's going to be a big future for him in it there. Yeah.
So Britain has showed up to take her to this cowboy party, this horseback riding party. And yes, she's, you know, crying in her bathrobe, basically. And she's talking about how she brought up divorce. It's time. And she's like, and the quickness that he accepted that was really hurtful. You know, it's like, yeah, hey, like, you want to get a divorce? Oh, okay. Sounds great.
He's like, yep. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, can, yeah, let's totally do that. I got to get back to the game. So cool. We'll get divorced. Bye.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So Britain's like, did you just grow apart? And she explains that last year on their anniversary, they went on a trip together and he went back to watch a game instead. And he was like, well, I want to watch the game. So I can either drive you home now or you can just get an Uber back to the hotel.
Which is like, fuck you, dude. You're on your anniversary trip. And if you want to watch a game on your anniversary trip, that's fine. But, you know, you can also, like, you don't have to send your wife back to the hotel while you watch the game. You can watch the game with your wife. That is possible.
Yeah, they have TVs at the hotel. And also you can say, do you want to watch a game? I'm like, what the hell, dude?
And if the reason why he sent her back is because maybe she was bored because they were watching a game that she didn't want to, then you know what? Like, don't watch the game. It's not that, like, you can wait. You know, it's like truly the oldest cliche in the history of sitcoms and movies is the guy who wants to watch the game, but then he also, like, his wife wants, like, time. And you know what happens? Every single time, the guy chooses the wife over the game, and it's always the better decision.
Yeah. And so Britain's like, oh, why don't you tell us all of this stuff sooner? And she goes, because I didn't want to burden anybody. She's like, that's what friends are for. You burden your shit on them, they burden it back on you. Then you're like, I'm not answering the phone because that friend won't stop burdening on me. But then you need to burden on somebody. So you're like, oh, my phone was just broken. So I'm going to burden on you now. I mean, that's how it is.
But also, like, I didn't really love that response from Britain because it's not about you guys right now. Like, your friend is getting a divorce and she's hurt. And, like, your response should be like, what is it? What can I do? How can I help? Not, why didn't you tell us earlier? We could have helped. Why didn't you tell us? We could have helped. Like, that's not what,
because Imani never opens up. She never opens up about anything. Like, nobody knows about her. Yeah.
But now she is, which is already a hard enough thing. So, like, I know if I don't open up a lot and then I finally open up and someone says, why didn't you tell me earlier? That's not what I want to hear.
Well, I think she was just saying, like, you can always come to us.
Well, she could have just said that. She said, you know what, going forward, keep us in the loop so that way we can be there because this would be a hard time for you or something like that.
Yeah, so she's like, well, what should I tell the girls, you know, if you're not coming to this thing? She goes, tell them I got kidnapped, alien abduction, I don't give a shit, tell them whatever you want to. She's like, okay, yeah. I'll say there was an emergency at work, okay? I'll
go. You guys are all doctors. It's literally you guys have built-in excuses for any event you ever want to go to. Oh, sorry, I was on call, got called in, sorry. Yeah,
you studied through a lot of college to have that excuse, you earned it.
By the way, Imani also said at one point, she goes, you know, I think that Phil moving to Oklahoma was his passive way of separating. I'm like, I don't think it was really that passive. I mean, he actively physically separated himself from you to a different part of the country.
It's pretty
on the nose. Yeah.
Yeah. So we go to Sunset Ranch for Shanique's birthday party, and her husband is learning rope dancing. And let's see, Shanique is picked up. Wait,
yeah,
what
Shanique
am I writing here?
Shanique's over at Jasmine's place. We're seeing like lots of things of what's happening.
Oh.
So Shanique's over at Jasmine's place, and so an Uber shows up. It's like a Hyundai, which I loved because it shows up at the famous drug dealer mansion, quote unquote. And so the Uber shows up, and Jasmine's like, you know, if there wasn't so much rocks and dirt, I would have definitely chauffeured you to this place. And it's the reason why I'm not chauffeuring you has nothing to do with the fact that I don't actually have money. It has nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah, I think this is her new place that she was showing, right? Because didn't she move into that new place that they're going to use as an Airbnb or whatever?
No, this house was the house from last season.
Showing that Airbnb is like her new business. That's right.
Yeah.
So Britain is basically everyone's going over there, right? So Leah shows up like dressed to the hilt. Like, she looks amazing. She's in like a pink, like see-through ruffle shirt and like these insane boots, like heel, really like boots sexy boots.
She is all dressed up, and she's like, I misread the invitation. I thought it said rodeo, not rodeo. So I'm definitely not dressed properly. And by the way, Britain's also not dressed properly. I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but Britain is dressed like she's going to a dressage. Like she's going to like a formal, you know, like fancy British, you know, it's not uniquely British, but she's going to like a fancy, like a formal equestrian event, not like, hey, we're riding cowboy rodeo, you know, horse thing. So she's like dressed also totally incorrectly.
She's not very rodeo. She's just more like, hi, I'm Teddy.
Yeah. But at least her outfit, it still has utility with horses, you know, as opposed to Leah's enormous stiletto boots.
Yeah. So Shanique and Jasmine are driving over, and Shanique's like, oh my God, stop ahead. It says rough road. What could that mean?
Yeah. There's like a lot of, there's a lot of, it is a long sequence of Shanique arriving. We'll put it that way.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I don't want you to see where we are. It's like, oh my God, but you need to tell me if I need to step down. But keep them closed. But what if I fall? But keep your eyes closed. But what if I'm falling down?
Okay, so we need to hurry up a little bit because I can only keep my eyes closed for you, Shanique, for a little bit longer because I have to test my blood sugar at the top of this hill. So come on, let's hurry up.
Yeah. And Shanique's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I love horseback riding. Like, it's something I do with the kids because we didn't have horses growing up. You know, I got a on a donkey in Jamaica. I did that.
Oh,
yeah. And Britton announces that Amani can't come because she's on call. And Kendra goes, actually, we almost didn't make it because of that. But okay. Okay.
Okay, like, that's fine.
I'm on call and I still have to come to this damn thing.
Yeah, pretty much. So then they, so Leah's never ridden a horse before. And so they get on to, but she's going to be a team player. And so she gets on the horse. So that's exciting for her. She actually seemed to have, even though she was not dressed for the occasion, she seemed to have had no problems. So that was.
Yeah, she still had a good time. And Britt is the one, because there's always the one that's like, horses, this is hard. And that's Britton. She's like, yeah. She's like, how am I supposed to ride this fucking thing?
Yeah. So they're riding and riding. It's the sunset. It's pretty. And then they finally come back down from their horseback riding. And there's like a country dinner set up with like ribs and cornbread and things like that, you know, all that kind of food.
Yeah. And Jasmine goes up and she's like, I will have a nice lean piece of chicken, please. Breast, please. Lean. And I don't want sangria because that's way too sugary for me. Has anybody tested the air out here? I'm going to keto test this air. Okay.
Hi, I brought a little taster cup for the chicken. So could you put just the amount of chicken breast into this tiny little cup for me, please? That's all I need. Thanks.
Yeah. And Kendra's like, oh, fuck this. I'm eating. Like, I don't care. Yeah. I'm eating tonight. And Jasmine's like,
I'm watching you, Kendra.
Yeah, she's just staring at her. And so then Shanique's husband does like some prayers, like blesses the food. And Jasmine also says something. But like she says, I'm going to say a prayer too. Sangria has a lot of sugar, so consider that. Thank you. Bless this food.
Please don't let the sangria make Kendra fatter, because that would be a disappointment to me as well on a personal level. Thank you, Jesus.
So I want to bless all the food except for the cornbread, which we will be returning to the chafing pot. Thank you.
Jesus, just a question during this prayer. Why did you invent cornbread? Who does it help? Just tell me that.
I want to pray for all those people out there whose blood sugar is going to move out of fat-burning mode because they're about to eat some cornbread. Thank you.
So they all start, you know, just talk, dinner conversation. And then Jasmine gets up and goes over to Kendra and she goes,
can I take that cornbread off your plate? Because you can't eat cornbread.
You're on a diet, remember? It's like, ew. I'm sure she remembers.
Yeah, this is why you don't hang out with your Weight Watchers counselor, okay? Nope. This is why that shit moved online. Nobody needs this shit in real life, okay? I'll confess it later to my MyFitnessPal lady.
Yeah. So then Britton is like, are you policing her food? What is wrong with you? And she's like, well, you know, there are certain foods that take your sugar higher than it should, and it takes you out of the fat-burning state. And, you know, I take fitness very seriously, and I teach a lot of people. I'm advanced. I'm not an intermediate or beginner. You could almost say I'm like a food doctor, except I don't have any educational degrees behind what I'm saying.
And Leah starts cracking up, and she's like,
why are you always laughing at me? That's so rude. It's so rude when you laugh.
You're laughing under your breath, and we all know that if you laugh at full breath or over your breath, you burn more calories. So joke's on you, actually.
Laugh right. Laugh right.
And Leah's like, oh my god, not today. Please, I can't with you.
She's like, yeah, but every time you're around me, you're giggling. I mean, it's just like high school when all those people thought I didn't really have a horse. Which I didn't, because I lied and told them all I had a horse. I forgot my point. Stop laughing at me. It's like when you laughed at Kendra for her terrible jumpsuits.
You lost all your street cred. So I guess having street cred means walking around with a little blood tester to just make sure your sugar levels are in the fat burning zone.
Yes. Street cred equals taster's cups, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So they all start laughing at her, and Britt's like, street cred? Like, don't you guys live in Beverly Hills? Come on.
And Britton's like, Jasmine's acting like she's one of the members of NWA, but she's actually in Clueless. A zing, a zing.
And she's like,
well, I don't need someone to take up for me. I take up for myself. Solo Dolo YOLO.
Which is also the name of my new yogurt shop that I'm opening up. Single taster cups only.
Man, she's not the smartest person in the world. But I will say that she makes me think. Because every time she talks, I'm like, what? Is that a thing? Solo Dolo YOLO. What the fuck? I'm going to have to Google that.
I also feel like she is judging me through the TV. Like, I literally made a carrot cake on Sunday, and I was like so happy. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make this carrot cake, and then she ruined it for me, because I'm just imagining her staring at the carrot cake through the TV saying, you're supposed to be on a diet. I'm like, I'm not on a diet, but now was I on a diet?
Back off.
Solo Dolo YOLO.
So everybody's basically telling Jasmine to shut up and stop trying to start a fight. And Shanique's like, but I'm friends with her now. So look, I'm just listening to all of this go on because I'm like Jesus up here right now. I'm just listening to everybody. And then everyone starts cracking up again. And Robert's like, did you just compare yourself to Jesus? She's like,
you know what I mean.
Do we think Jesus wants to weigh in on whether or not Kendra should have cornbread right now?
That's why he was able to hand out so many fish and loaves to the people. He was like portion controlling it. they're like, Jesus turned one fish into 30.
Little known fact, when he turned water into wine, he served it in taster cups.
Skinny Jesus wines. Like the original Bethany Frankel concept.
Skinny Jesus. So then this guy named Tom comes over and he's like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to line dance. So they go over and he teaches them the tush push. And they're basically like, this is the whitest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. So she gets her birthday cake. It's your birthday. So then it's
also, Jasmine doesn't know how to do the electric slide, which, I mean, where has she been for the past 30 years? The electric slide. Come on. She's like, I don't know how to do it. And from what I can tell, it doesn't burn a lot of calories. So it's probably not worth it for me to learn at this point.
Kendra's like, black card revoked. Okay. Even Hobart knows the electric slide.
Yeah. Poor Hobart. He was definitely like lost at sea during the dancing.
So AKA, now it's like, it's a new day. It's like the opening. We see little shots of everybody's life. And Jasmine is feeding her kid. And Kendra is in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt and Britton are reading their kid's agenda, like their trip agenda. And she's like, and then you go to a wagon hoe. I want the hose away from my baby. I don't know about this wagon hoe. What is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Shanique is like working on her keto diet. Gives me memories, fond memories to a year ago at this time when I had just started doing keto and sending my cholesterol on a journey to the heavens.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Now's the time for extraordinary award-winning box sets on Now TV. See every epic episode of Game of Thrones, Both Sides of the Law in The Wire, and why Chernobyl got everyone talking. Award-winning shows are ready and waiting with no contract on a Now TV Entertainment Pass. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Hitchells.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes a squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So then we wind up with Dr. Amani, and she's at home with her Reclaiming My Time mug, which I loved. And
isn't
so her
it,
mom
isn't it odd to see Amani sitting there with like a bright pink shiny iPad case? It seems so like off-brand because she's so like droll all the time. She's like, oh, yes. Here's what I think. And then she's got like a little girl's like bright, the shiniest pink iPad case she can find.
So her mom Paula comes over. I love Paula because Paula is like, what I love about Paula is she seems like no nonsense, and she also seems like exceedingly smart. Like she should not be on our TV. It's like she should not be on Bravo because she's just too smart for this.
She knows it too. She's like, oh Jesus Christ, I have to do this again. What do you need?
She's like, I have five doctorates in subjects that I invented, and I have to now sit here and listen to this.
And the way they greet each other, she's like, hello. She's like, hello.
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 I'm here because you did mention that you and Phil are getting divorced. And I just want to make sure, did this just happen or is this news from 4 years ago also?
Yeah. Hello. So she tells her mom that she asked for a divorce, and then Phil had the nerve to be like, okay, could you just pack my stuff and send it? And she's like, how am I supposed to clean up your mess? Exactly.
Yeah. And also, like, you want me just to tell Idris, their son, you want me to just tell him on my own about what's going on? So, Paula's like, well, Phil is emotionally unavailable and you have to accept that that is the person that's presented. Why is there a camera on me right now? Please tell me we're not on a reality television show.
Yeah, and she's like, you need to talk to your son as soon as you can, because if you don't, then he's going to hear it from somewhere else, and it's going to be way worse, you know? And then she says, remember when your dad left, you know, it's like the man who told you he was always going to be there for you, and then he ghosted you, basically. And mm-hmm. then you had stomach aches and your hair fell out. It's, you know, like, you need to take care of this, you know?
Right. So Amani's also struggling because she doesn't want to really tell her friends because she doesn't feel like it's any of their business. And, you know, they're just going to be like, well, I knew it. And her mom's like, yeah, well, they speculated, but they were right. So.
Ouch. God, some mom, hard mom truths always coming she through is, with her.
She comes in with like a hard mom truths that you feel like you can't even debate with because she says them so authoritatively and with such a sort of like, I'm bored in having to explain this to you face.
Yeah. And she's like, well, let me know what I can help you with. And Amani's like, I just want to sleep, like, and chill and be on the couch. And she goes, well, you could bundle up and go for long walks on the beach. And she's like, that sounds like a Neil Diamond movie. She goes, well, your life is a Neil Diamond movie right now, so.
I don't know what a Neil Diamond movie is. But I think her mom is correct.
I don't either, actually. Let's look it up. Neil
Diamond. I think she probably meant Neil Diamond's song. It's like when I say things like, put the chicken back in the, or the cornbread back in the chafing pot. There's no such thing as a chafing pot.
The jazz singer. There. That's what came up.
Oh.
I Googled. Don't say I don't do anything for this show.
Well, there we go. There is a Neil Diamond movie. So now we go back to Mac and Britton yelling at their kids because Mac and Britton are going to be going on a date. Mac looks just totally enthused. He has that. He just looks so excited about all this. As usual.
Always. Yeah. And she's like, Britton's like, well, last time we had a date, it was in Cancun without the kids. And Imani was there. So I don't know if that really counts.
In Cancun?
Yeah.
I thought you said Cancun. And I was like,
maybe I did. Maybe they went to see Cocoon.
That's what I was thinking. I was imagining him being like, last time we went on a date, we went and watched that wonderful Jessica Tandy movie, Cocoon.
Yeah. What else could up your sex life? Like going to see Cocoon with your husband.
Hume Cronin, wow. If that doesn't get your wiener up, I don't know what does.
So they take the kid over to Shanique's house to babysit them. And she's telling her son, she's like, and be sure to leave the girls alone, okay, you guys? And they're like, they need to leave us alone. She's like, I seriously doubt they're going to be bothering with you, okay?
By the way, I feel so bad for Mac and Britton because, you know, we talk about LA geography a lot, but this was pretty sadistic, okay? So they had to go from Porter Ranch, which is like miles and miles away. That's like to the north, and I think it's to the west of, like, let's say Hollywood. Okay, it's north and to the west of Hollywood, but it's like half an hour that way. They had to take the kids that from Porter Ranch all the way to wherever Shanique is in San Gabriel, which is miles and miles and miles to the east, probably past Erica Jane's house, and then where they ultimately wound up, where their like hotel suite that was over by the Grove, right in the center of, you know,
yes, West Hollywood, LA.
Yeah. I was like, that entire trip of like dropping the kids off and going to the hotel probably took 2 hours.
They just fall asleep right at the hotel. They're like, we're exhausted. Like,
why did production do this to them? This is so cruel.
So Kendra and Hobart go to dinner and they're looking at the menu and he's like, well, they've got lamb chops. And she's like, I love lamb chops. And he goes, what would Jasmine say about that? I'm like, oh God, don't you start. She's already got Jasmine on her ass.
Yeah, seriously. So Kendra's like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to say something. Okay. I went on a job interview. He's like, okay. She's like, and it was really good, but the downside is that it was an interview for a full-time position. So Hobart's like, And then he becomes like a dick, which surprised me.
He already became a dick because when he said the lamb chop thing, he's like, well, I felt like you were taking it seriously at one point. And she's like, well, I am still taking it seriously, but I'm, you know, taking my career first. So tonight, lamb chops are okay. You know, so I want the lamb chops. And he goes, so tonight, lamb chops are okay. And I was like, oh, I'm like scooting back my seat, getting ready to throw something at him. And she just gets this look in her eyes. And she's like, okay, fine. I'll tell him now that I'm going back to work.
And then he just starts totally talking down to her. He's like, what was the last thing we talked about? What was my one and only request? Not to take a full-time position. I'm like, you know what? You may have made your request, but your request was denied, okay? Just because you said that doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a tricky one because they've just had a baby and they made a decision as a couple and all this stuff. But yeah, I think that's bullshit when you're like, oh, I'm afraid my husband's going to get mad if I go back to work, you know? Well,
she changes her mind. They hire a nanny.
Yeah.
They're doctors. They live in Baldwin Hills, okay? They can hire a nanny. And she also her mom is around. Her mom, like, they little, like, her mom would probably love nothing more than to come over and babysit this child and then tell the child everything it's doing wrong, even though it's just a baby.
Yeah. So he's like, well, I think most women would envy your position in having the luxury of staying home a little longer. It's like, she doesn't consider that a luxury, okay?
Yeah, thanks for speaking on behalf of all women.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, my talents are not best served just being full-time at home. Okay, thanks. And I'm done apologizing for that. So thanks.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, I can be a mother and a physician. And you know what? I need to think about some things because now I'm really confused. He goes, yeah, you're acting really erratically. She's like, no, I'm confused by you and how you're acting.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm not hungry. Well, I'm not hungry either. So that was
Jasmine
that.
Just like pops up from under the table, and my work here is done.
Finally.
She was probably the one giving the work interview. She's like, I know this will cause stress in their relationship and make her not eat. So I'm going to call her back and pretend I'm the supervising HR manager.
So then Britton and Matt go to the Orlando.
Yeah. So it's one of these really fun scenes where we get to watch Bravo stars pretend like they're about to have like crazy sex, even though there's a camera right there. And it was like all set up by Bravo. So there was that.
Yeah, it was funny when she kicked him out of the room, though. She gave yeah. she got, like sat on his lap. It's like the second she felt something, she's like, okay, get out. It's coming. It's a coming up. Get out.
Yeah, she's like, get out. Yeah. So then
it's Imani's house for a book cover party. So she's going to have the girls come over and help her pick out a book cover. And Britton's first. And they show her address, which is really weird. Do they do that? I thought they usually blur them out. Don't show her address. What the heck? Could be very dangerous.
It's very dangerous for Dr. Imani. I mean, what will happen?
So
I'll know one person who won't be showing up. Phil.
God, jerk. So she's like, so are you going to tell the girls what's going on with you? And she's like, well, part of me is like, are they going to receive it how I need them to receive it? Because I just need them to be supportive right now.
Yeah. I've just been watching a lot of Neil Diamond movies, and I just really want to follow that trajectory. So I don't want the girls to mess that up for me.
So then the girls come over, and then Kendra's like, oh, I'll have some sangria. And Jasmine's like, that is not on your diet. Sangria is not on your diet. And she's like, listen, we got to talk about that. Okay.
Just punches her right in the face. And drink my motherfucking sangria.
Kendra tells us, I'm still mad about that cornbread shit. Like, I don't care who she is tonight, if she's Drill Sergeant Jasmine or the other one. I'm having sangria.
Also, like, I don't believe that Jasmine's approach will work. If you have someone who, it's important to have someone who's going to keep you accountable, but you don't want someone who then is going to be like a school marm. And because I feel like that's just going to encourage Kendra to eat more stuff secretly. You know, isn't that I feel like that's what behavior that engenders. I think you want someone who says, okay, you shouldn't have done that, like work better on this or that. But I think if someone literally taking the food off of your plate, I just always feel like that backfires.
Well, Jasmine's like a little kid. Like, she's got a very young soul, I guess is the nice way to put it. And my niece is like that. You know, if I'm saying like, hey, I'm eating healthy. She'll be, are you supposed to be eating that, uncle? Like everything I eat. And part of me is like, well, she's right. And then the other part of me is like, do you think I won't murder you because you're my niece? Like, shut up. Okay. She's like a 10-year-old walking around. Like, wait, are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? Are you going to have that cornbread? Yes, I'm having the fucking cornbread. I'm also going to have a damn murder on my rap sheet if you say one more thing, child.
Right. Or you know what? I think also maybe Jasmine, what she should have done was before they started taking the food, Jasmine should have like gone up to Kendra and been like, okay, we have a whole buffet here. So like, what's your game plan? Let's discuss what you can and can't have. Like, make it feel like she has some agency rather than like, oh, you chose that. I'm taking this away. I just feel like it's not, that's just not a method that's going to work. I mean, who would have thought Jasmine would have had an approach to food that was sort of unhealthy?
Who would ever guess? Yeah. So they start talking about how Britton's neck hurts because she had so much sex and stuff. And then someone knocks and Imani's like, that's an aggressive knock. It's either the police or Leah.
Her mom just appears. I would have to concur about that. Hello. So yeah, it is Leah with an aggressive knock. And so she comes in, and now they all have their food and everything. So they now head over to the sofas to look at Dr. Imani's photos. So by the way, the one thing I was thinking, you know what my first thought about this entire choose your favorite photo thing was?
How expensive is foam board? What is this doing to the environment? How much did you spend at Kinko's? Those are my guesses.
Very close. My thought was, wow, did you have to buy 3 easels for this scene? Like, I have to imagine each easel was probably about $45 to $50. Did you spend $150 on this scene? And then, like you said,
I was like, the guys at Kinko's board? Must be laughing their ass off at you. Like, I need 9 boards printed of my face.
Yeah. It's like, get an iPad and pass it around. I mean, use your pink iPad. We saw it. That beautiful pink. Like, she's like, well, I was going to use my iPad, but I'm still waiting for my Ladybug case to arrive. I really want to put my best foot forward.
I'm not comfortable showing you this until it's covered in Hello Kitty stickers.
She's totally going to have one of those like iPads that looks like a big butterfly.
So they ask what her book's about, and she's like, well, it's about mental health, but more importantly, it represented growth I had to go through and things I had to do, because there was an Imani before my book and there's an Imani after your book. They're just looking at her like, could you be more specific? And so Shanique's like, well, what's the biggest thing you've learned? And she says, well, I've learned that being vulnerable isn't the worst thing in the world. And Shanique goes,
yeah. Jasmine's like, I agree. I think the worst thing in the world, cornbread. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Cornbread followed by sangria.
So let's see here. So they show the pictures and everybody's like, she shows the first three, like the first outfit. And one is her with she has the exact same smile and face in all of them. But one, she's got her arms like crossed, and the other, she's got her finger under the chin, and the other, she's got like her hand under her chin.
Yeah, it's like there's a finger, one, and there are two that are very similar. One is that, she has all her fingers under her chin. And then the other one, she has most of her fingers under her chin, but then an index finger on her temple or like near her temple. So if you went back and forth between them really quickly, it would look like she's sort of doing like voguing a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's all the exact same. So they're like, Britain's like, neither.
Yeah.
And they all suck. And they're like, yeah, those all suck. Sorry.
Yeah, because she's also wearing this kind of frumpy blue T-shirt. And everyone's like, this isn't you. What is this? It looks terrible. And she just has this smile and this, like, everyone's like, no, it's awful. And Imani's like, I just need the support. I just need the support.
And Paul's Jasmine's like, this shirt is the toe up from the flow up. It needs to go up in the garbage truck, which goes up when it takes a garbage thing and then turns it over in the garbage.
Paula just appears. I think that what the women are saying is that unilaterally these are terrible, terrible photos, and we should probably scrap the entire project altogether. Thank you.
So she shows them the next look, and she's much like sexier in that one, but still looks smart. And they're like, finally, yes, better.
Yeah, yeah, they like option number three. So of course, Shanique is like, well, has your hubby seen these? Because you should have him pick them out. And Moni's like, no. And they're basically like, well, what would you do? What would you do with Robert? She's like, well, I would show my pictures to Robert. And what would he think? Well, he would say they're all beautiful, baby. So Moni's like, so basically he'd be no help whatsoever.
Yeah. And Shanique's like, well, you know, I just think it's really great that you have so much going on. And she's like, oh, well, there is some stuff that I have. Vulnerability. This was really hurting. Is vulnerability supposed to make me want to poop? I want to poop right now.
Oh, sorry. That was me just checking your blood sugar levels. You're a little high from your sangria, so.
And she's like, well, okay, I've just got to let you know. Phil and I are separated and we're getting a divorce. And Jasmine goes, are you serious? Dun, dun, dun.
But then we realize that someone served her like a scoop of ice cream that was larger than her Tracer cup. She's like, are you serious? This is an entirely ridiculous portion.
Yeah, it's totally going to be next week.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the end of Married to Medicine Los Angeles.
Yeah, next week they go to Palm Springs, so the big cast trip is coming up. I wonder how long the season is. I'm going to estimate probably 13 episodes or so, right?
I don't know.
I think they're like around episode 7 or 8, which means if they have about 5 episodes left, that would probably segue perfectly because Potomac, we actually did not even mention this, but Potomac is coming back on August 2nd, I believe.
God, I've missed that show.
Oh, I know. I am so excited for Potomac. And the thing is that they released that trailer back when they thought they were going to be starting Potomac up in May. And they released that trailer and it looked so good. Potomac is great.
Yeah, so that's such a good show. That's one of our faves. And then we'll be back tomorrow with Below Deck Mediterranean. So go get some masks, go support your local businesses, and stay safe out there, everybody.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
We'll catch you next time. Bye, everyone.
Now's the time for the latest blockbusters and award-winning movies with Now TV. Escape with Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker and lose yourself in award winners like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and The Lion King. Whatever you fancy, and Now TV Sky Cinema Pass has you covered, all with no contract. Start your 7-day free trial today. Search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 unless cancelled. Terms apply.
I was skeptical about ordering foundation online. I can't even find a match in stores. Then I discovered Il Maquillage. Their online quiz found my exact shade in seconds. No fuss, no shade stress. The best part? You can try your full-size shade at home, risk-free, for 60 whole days. It's so lightweight and natural. It's literally my skin in a bottle. No wonder it's a cult favorite. Join over 10 million matched. Take the quiz at ilmaquillage.com/match. That's ilmaquillage.com/match.